Morning, everybody. My name is Miles. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday, by the way. As we get going by looking at the daily performance chart, we typically look at pretty mixed day across the board. S&P 500 was there at 32 basis points in the red. A couple of fixed income representatives there towards the top of the chart reading, as well as the U.S. dollar is up 20 basis points for the last 24 hours. Of course, other side of that emerging, U.S. dollar coin recently has been international equities, emerging markets taking the recent brunt of it down 1.18% for the last 24 hours. Russell 2000 was down there as well, falling at 99 basis points. We'll go ahead and get started here with the NASDAQ composite ticker NASD on the platform. Did see enough downside action yesterday to reverse back down into a column of O's on its default chart, now seen just below the middle of the trading band. I think that's going to make bulls a bit more wary of this established range of support we've seen at 13,200 as well as 13,400. I think that's probably a likely landing spot in the near future. Consider using this alarm clock button to set an alert for that range. If you are looking for a bearish talking point, it's that we've now put in a series of lower tops off those highs for 2023. Bulls are going to look for us to reverse back up and attack this resistance at 14,100 there. Not too much positive to talk about here. Actually, do have a negative development for a positive trend indicator. Say that five times fast here. We've mentioned small caps have been laggards over the last, or really the recent past here. We're seeing a negative development for the positive trend indicator for that small cap universe. So measuring the percentage of stocks within the small cap space in a positive trend. Of course, we use trend to discern a more longer term direction of a stock's movement. So seeing a reversal back down to a chart reading of 46 is certainly not a sign we like to see. Really using that line in the sand of 50%, so one out of every two stocks. We like to see action above that. Unfortunately, really failing to sustain action above that level is certainly not a good sign for the small cap space in general. Very interesting chart picture as well for IWM, the investable asset behind the Russell 2000 here. We've got a 2.69 fund score, you know, pretty suboptimal in terms of fund score perspective here, but very interesting technical picture looking at really 178 and 182 as some pretty stingy lines. We've seen 178 act as some very heavy overhead resistance throughout early 2023, and then 182 mark as a line of steep support below current levels. Yesterday's action saw us reverse back down into O's. So I would expect bulls to defend this 182, really 180 mark, tooth and nail. Downside action below 180 is going to put us back into a negative trend and post our first sell signal since, I think, March of this year. So again, consider setting an alert for that action for small cap participation. In terms of another kind of breadth indicator we typically look at here, we're looking at the advanced decline for the NYSE. Simply takes the number of stocks, it's a cumulative measure, takes the number of stocks advancing and subtracts those that are declining, exactly as the ratio suggests. We like to see it typically rising, of course, as breadth increases. We saw those highs for the year, but are currently off of that pretty significantly. We could be moving, if we do see further downside participation for this indicator, we could be moving back towards a kind of larger stock driven market here if we move down back towards those lows for 2023. Nonetheless, one of those bigger stocks to watch out for is going to be Apple. AAPL is a five for fiver, but we've got some recent news about some issues with China that they're having and banning of iPhones, so on and so forth. We did kind of slump on the news here, now remain on a sell signal and a column of O's, encroaching on that recent level of support that we see at 172. Move past that would post a second consecutive sell signal and leave us without support until the bullish support line at 160. Bulls are going to look for us to reverse back up into X's. Right now, that come in at 180 and solidify a nice support range really in the low 170s for Apple. Also, last stock we're going to mention today is going to be Kroger CR, as it did report earnings this morning. It was up pre-market, so Looks like the market is digesting it nicely, but it is a 2 for 5er here, only up 2% as well. Ranks in the bottom half of the retailing sector matrix. So although we had a positive result for Kroger, this is one that we're really going to look to avoid, as it really has just been range bound for the better part of the last year or so. Some pretty sticky overhead resistance there at $50 for Kroger, if you do currently have it in your portfolio. Nonetheless, here, go ahead and wrap up. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, a safe weekend, and we'll chat again on Monday.